on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Chatsworth family has been left shaken after a car ploughed into their home. The car veered off the road in the early hours of this morning before smashing into the property on Eric Bagati Street. It's not known what caused the crash, but it's understood the driver allegedly fled the scene. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says they went to assist at around 3:30 this morning.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find the vehicle had three occupants in it. However, only one person had sustained moderate injuries. The patient was stabilized on scene by advanced life support paramedics before being transported to a nearby hospital for the urgent care that they required.
Staying with news from the roads, the N2 in Mfagai near Mtubatuba has been closed after a deadly crash involving two trucks. Cindy Msamang from the Road Traffic Inspectorate says it's understood to have been a head-on collision.
The deceased was driving one of the heavy motor vehicles. The road is completely closed. We therefore advise the road users to approach that vicinity with extra caution or divert to other routes.
Service providers for the KZN National School Nutrition Program have renewed calls for stricter financial oversight. The programs received a budget increase of 33.3 million rand for the 2025-26 financial year, resulting in an allocation of 2.3 billion. The school feeding scheme was rocked by supply payment issues in recent years that left thousands of pupils without meals. Tabang Ngwabe, who's with the Service Providers Association, says although they appreciate the boost, it's important that every cent goes towards the program. He says service providers are currently struggling due to payment delays from KZN Education.
It's been a year where it showed us as service providers. Some of them, they are having their houses and their assets attached because of poor management of the funds that were allocated in the current financial year. This is based on poor payment system by the government.
Finance MEC Francois Rogers tabled a provincial budget at the legislature yesterday. A former Japanese prisoner is going to receive a record compensation payout of around 26 million rand. Iwao Hakamata was wrongfully convicted of murder and then acquitted more than 40 years later, making him the world's longest serving death row inmate. The 89-year-old was handed a death sentence in 1968, but new evidence led to his release in 2014 pending a retrial, which led to him being acquitted last year. The compensation is the highest ever handed out for wrongful conviction in Japan, but lawyers for the former professional boxer say it can never make up for his suffering. And finally, will.i.am says he's not worried about how AI will shape the music industry. The music producer recently launched an interactive AI-driven radio app that allows listeners to customize and chat with their AI radio personas. He says it's important to embrace technology.
I don't make songs just for like financial reasons. I make songs because I need to make songs to rinse out what I'm going through. It's therapeutic for me, whether it's like Where's the Love, Ordinary People. These songs I needed to write. So AI will never be able to do that for me.
That clip's courtesy of Sky News. A recap of our lead story, a Chatsworth family has been left shaken after a car ploughed into their home this morning. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.